Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony Lamb, by the way, is someone that I guess you won't be putting your eye on again unless a roster spot is created and he is signed. Because Anthony Lamb has reached the limit of his two-way contract. He's played 50 games, the max that a player on a two-way can play in a single season. He can't play another regular season game and is ineligible for the postseason. The Warriors have one open roster spot left and convert Lamb's deal into a fully guaranteed deal. And that would get rid of any limitations. Steve Kerr, post-game last night, had this to say about the much maligned and debated Anthony Lamb.
I'd like to have Lamb on the roster. He plays an important role for us because he connects a lot of lineups with his ability to space the floor and shoot the three. And then he just plays the way we've always played with, 0.5 basketball, make a quick decision, drive it, pass it, shoot it. And then he's big and versatile enough to guard multiple spots. So he connects a lot of our lineups. When we play two bigs, we can have him at the three or you can play him at the four. So he's been really helpful for us this year, and we'd love to get him on the roster, and we'll see what happens.
So Ty Jerome is at 45 games. He's played in 42. He has been active, didn't play in three of those games, so he's got a handful of games left. And let's face it, the guy who's probably going to be replacing him was the trade for Gary Payton II. Do you think we've seen the last of Anthony Lamb? Yes or no, Ray?
No. Because how many options do they have? I mean, they basically turned down the buyout market because they said there wasn't anything much there. And I don't know that Steve Kerr would have gone to the length of saying how important he is if he wasn't important. I think there are minutes there for him, and I think they will find a way to create space for him to get those because I don't know what the alternative is. He might not be top eight or top nine guy, but the Warriors have always been deeper than this. And I think Lamb's made himself something of a made guy here. So I think they will keep him, figure out a way to do that.
They will and they should. Now, Kionis is going to have to clear a 10-day contract, but that's going to go by in the blink of an eye. I mean, what, they signed him and they already sent him right back down to the C-dubs, right? I mean, they already sent him like right back down to the G League team, so.
I think I called him back up today.
Well, then it's...
I mean...
Kionis era is here.
Well, there you go. Kionis.
Whatever.
Quite an era, then.
But look, the Warriors right now have a... I don't want to hear about how... Like, Kerr suggested that having won 5 in a row at home, having gotten a little something going, that working Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala back into the mix might have been part of the reason why they struggled in Los Angeles. I think this is the soundbite where Kerr's alluding to that.
Well, there's no process with Steph, but there's a process lineup-wise. You know, you win 5 in a row playing a lineup and different combinations, and then that changes. So it's just, you got to get used to the new rotations. Probably tough for Jordan to come off the bench after starting for a number of games, but it's all part of it. We just have to stay with it, and I like where we are overall. We just got to keep going.
Look, and I appreciate what he's trying to say there. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about how delicate it is to fit these freaking pieces together. Are you kidding me? It shouldn't take any time at all. It shouldn't even take one trip up the court to bring Steph Curry back into a system that has literally made him the longest tenured player with one team in the NBA and the entire system is built around. And when it comes to Andre Iguodala integrating him, he's played 19 years in this league. Andre Iguodala should take zero time reacclimating to the lineup. I mean, that's the whole point of having a guy who's been around for 19 years. We can just throw him in there. It's no big deal. He hits the ground running. And if he can't hit the ground running, he should have been running with this team weeks ago. Well, he couldn't because he has brittle bone disease. I mean, what the hell is going on? What the hell's going on? Here it is. It's crunch time. It's get it right time, right now. There's not a lot of time to Rubik's Cube this bad boy anymore. You better have it all. One side is one color, the other side's that. It needs to fit now. Here we are.
I think you would not have seen very much Andre Iguodala last night if Jonathan Kuminga had given them more quality minutes instead of the minimal performance he had. And I'm not trying to dog him. He just had a bad game, and that's going to happen to anybody. But I think he would have gotten 23, 24 minutes if he'd given them the kind of play that he normally does. I think he had an awful game, in which case Kerr said, I can't trust him tonight against this team because we're not getting anything.
I wish we could remove the safety net of, I'm just going to go to Iguodala then. Like, because to me, the only way Kuminga gets better is to play through his dauber down games.
But it's not about making Kuminga better right now. It's about making the team better. And if Kuminga's having a bad game, playing him more on that night isn't useful. That's why. It's not about a safety net. It's about give me minutes that I can value. And he didn't do that last night.
Right, but there was all of this season, which were games that were being thrown away in real time that were supposed to be too valuable then to play him through. At some point, you're going to have to stub your toe on in the middle of the night.
Not now. Not now, you can't. You earn the minutes you get. It's as simple as that. He didn't earn very many minutes last night because he didn't play very well. Tomorrow night could be a radically different thing. But that's the problem. When you're that young, is you're not playing for Detroit where you can just have minutes because, well, we need to see what you can do. It's we need to see what you can do for us right now. That's the Kuminga experience. That's why Wiseman's not here anymore. They couldn't wait for him to develop while they're trying to repeat as champions.
Right. Then they should have been more aggressive at the trade deadline or the buyout market because they decided to stay in the exact same problem that they are, you're saying, can't be. They don't have the time to work through the problems their young roster gives them, but they did nothing to veteran up their own roster.
Because they're cap strangled. That's the other problem here. Nothing is in isolation. They can't, make a deal at the trade deadline the way some other teams can because they can't fit them under their cap because they're so laden down with tax. And we knew how limited their options were before the trade deadline even started becoming a conversation. I mean, they were locked into this roster and they were hoping that they would get more out of Wiseman and Moody and whatever else. They've gotten more out of Kuminga than I think they expected. Last night was simply a night where he didn't play well. And if you don't play well when you're trying to win games, you shouldn't get minutes.
Like, there's a part of me that totally understands that conceptually. There's another part of me that says, hey, well, this guy is an NBA player. And when NBA players don't play well, the solution isn't, we'll get them off the court as fast as humanly possible. There's no way that they could turn this game around tonight. Oh, get him out of there. Just get him out of there. If you play him, that one guy is literally going to undo everything that we have done tonight. And in the last few weeks, and even though he just went 19-11 in back-to-back games and is playing some of the best basketball of his young career, he had a rough 8-minute stretch here. Get him out of the game. Get him off the floor. I don't want to see him again tonight. This is a really weird way to develop anyone. Well, they're not at the developing stage. Well, they should have been, and he should be a delivered player by now. Well, again, there's this balance beam of nonsense that they decide to serve up however best it suits them.
But it's not nonsense. I mean, what is the benefit for them not playing a guy who's playing well? There is none.
I don't know. What was the benefit for carrying Andre Iguodala on a roster that was dying for one more active player all year? I couldn't explain it, but they did it. How could a team need one more veteran presence that has the oldest DNA of any roster in basketball? You have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, but you need another veteran guy going, come on, everyone, listen to Coach. He knows what to do. It's ridiculous. Anyways.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.